From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to begin this hour in Rome, where foreign ministers met today to discuss the ongoing fighting in Lebanon. The ministers called for an urgent and sustainable ceasefire, as well as the deployment of an international force under a United Nations mandate. Many of the ministers said they wanted an immediate end to the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah, but the conference could not agree on a way to achieve that. Coming up, we'll hear from the front lines of the conflict, but we're going to begin with NPR's Silvio Poggioli in the Italian capital.
The conference was announced just 5 days ago, and it had a large cast of characters, but it only lasted half a day. Along with co-hosts Italy and the United States, there were foreign ministers of numerous European and Arab countries, as well as representatives of the European Union and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The final statement, read by Italian Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema at a crowded press conference, was filled with expressions of concern, urgency, and pledges. But the hopes of many European and Arab participants that the conference would call for an immediate ceasefire without preconditions were not fulfilled.
The Rome conference participants expressed their determination to work immediately to reach with the utmost urgency a ceasefire that put an end to the current violence and hostilities. The ceasefire must be lasting, permanent, and sustainable.
That last part was a reflection of the United States' position. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has insisted that a ceasefire cannot be sought until conditions are right. She repeated that today.
We are all agreed that we want most urgently to end the violence on a basis that this time will be sustainable, because unfortunately this is a region that has had too many broken ceasefires, too many spasms of violence followed then by other spasms of violence.
The ministers also agreed to the deployment of an international force under a UN mandate. This evening, Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi announced Italy was ready to send troops, but no other country has yet made any formal commitment. It was also not clear whether the force would be deployed before or after a ceasefire is in place, and whether it would have the task of disarming Hezbollah. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called for speedy contributions to such a force and stressed the need for a wide consensus on its precise mandate.
It is important that we work with the countries of the region to find a solution, and that should also include Iran and Syria.
The killing yesterday of four UN observers in southern Lebanon weighed heavily on the conference. Kofi Annan, who yesterday had said the Israeli attack was apparently targeted, said he had spoken today with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, who said it was a mistake and expressed his deep sorrow. Annan said, "We accept that." While the conference participants called on Israel to exercise its utmost restraint, they also welcomed Israel's announcement of humanitarian corridors to Lebanon, including for humanitarian flights to Beirut Airport and within Lebanon for the rapid delivery of relief aid. They called for their immediate implementation. Lebanese Prime Minister Fouad Siniora made an impassioned plea for his country.
For the past 15 days, we are being pounded every day, and scores of people are dying every day, and scores are really being injured. And the country is being cut to pieces, so that really to bring the country to its knees, and that's what's happening.
Signora, who had also hoped to get an immediate ceasefire, could not hide his disappointment, but he acknowledged that the issue had been amply discussed and said some progress was made. This evening, both Italian and U.S. officials rejected suggestions that the talks had failed. Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi said this was not a peace conference, but it was the first step in a joint U.S., European, and Arab effort to help end the conflict in Lebanon. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.